Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking cattle on feed with Daryl Peel in just a moment.
If you own horses or other livestock that you keep in a barn, you need to hear this message. If your horses or cattle could talk, they'd probably be saying, dust, flies, heat, oh my. Why not install a Simply Cool Atomizer misting fan? The only one of its kind. Clears dust, prevents flies, lowers the temp. It doesn't drip or get your livestock wet. For information about this revolutionary new misting fan, call 405-241-9937 or go to simplycoolsolutions.com.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at superiorlivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for tomorrow day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
We're talking today with Dr. Daryl Peel, of course, the Extension Livestock Market Economist, Oklahoma State University. Daryl, cattle on feed numbers out for the month of July. Where do we stand with these numbers, and how do they jive with the last two or three monthly cattle on feed reports?
Well, this report came in actually a little bit friendlier than expected. Placements in particular were up from year over year, but they were not up as much as expected. So they came in at 103% of last year instead of 106. The marketings, on the other hand, were dead on with expectations, up a 9% over last year. And so and the on-feed total was slightly smaller because of the smaller placements relative to marketings at 101. So, you know, we're slowly building these feedlot inventories, but it's not a real dramatic thing, because the thing we've changed in the last 4 or 5 months is we've really ramped up the rate of marketings and the rate of turnover in these feedlots. And so this continues the trend of year-over-year increases in placements, and that's going to continue for many more months. But at the same time, because we have really got these feedlots much more current, and we're continuing to get them current, we're in pretty good shape to handle those larger numbers as they come at us here in the second half of the year.
That seems that word current, that seems to be really one of the stories of the year for this cattle business.
It really is. And, you know, obviously we got into a heck of a wreck last fall, something that we built into over about a 12 to 15 month period. So it took a long time to create that wreck, and it's taken several months to get out of it. But we've done a remarkably good job this year, having rebalanced prices and given feedlots an opportunity to look at being able to buy more feeder cattle with at least a possibility of a margin that works. We've really converted this thing. So even though we're in a larger numbers situation right now, I'm very encouraged that the industry is leaner and meaner right now than it has been for about two and a half years.
And of course, part of that is again also the carcass weights. They have really it's kind of remarkable the difference between last year and this year.
Yeah, again, the carcass weights were really what sort of revealed what was really going on. We built those carcass weights the last 2 years, really peaked out last fall with these extremely high carcass weights. Steer carcass weights on an annual average basis increased 28 pounds in 2014 and 2015 combined. That's much faster than we have historically added to carcass weights. They've been trending up for 50 years. But and this year, we finally got them where we're down year over year. At this point, it looks like it's very possible and very likely at this point that we will keep those carcass weights below year earlier levels for the second half of the year. And if we do that, that's going to offset larger slaughter numbers to some extent and moderate the amount of supply pressure we put on this market.
We don't have the mid-year inventory report that we've had in years gone by, so we don't have that mid-year snapshot. But what are you seeing anecdotally as far as cattle numbers, the cow numbers, the beef cow herd? Are we continuing to build that gradually?
I think we're still in expansion mode, certainly at a slower pace than last year. 2015 will be the biggest year of expansion, and that's fairly typical. One big year and then kind of smaller increases on either side of it. It's pretty clear we're cutting back, and of course prices have adjusted down farther and faster than we expected, and that's probably going to further reduce that rate of expansion. Pretty sure there's no doubt we're still expanding in 2016. This last cattle on feed report was a quarterly report, and it confirmed that, like it was 1 quarter ago in April, there's a few more heifers on feed, but they're still pretty low numbers. It's pretty clear that we're still hanging on to significant numbers of heifers out there. So we'll see the herd expand here in 2016. Not too long ago, I was still saying there was not much doubt we would probably continue expansion in 2017. I think at this point, there's a chance that maybe 2016 gets most of it, and maybe we put the brakes on and don't expand much in 2017. We kind of got to wait and see here at this point, but certainly for 2016, I think we're still in a modest expansion pace.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.